From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An explosion in China. A shipment of explosives blew up in Tianjin, China, Wednesday, killing 7 people and injuring at least 300. There was no immediate explanation for the blast, although it is believed to have occurred in a container at a warehouse for hazardous materials. The Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State group says it has beheaded a Croatian it abducted last month. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic said authorities in Croatia could not 100% confirm the death of Tomislav Salopek. Peace talks between Libya's warring factions ended Wednesday in Geneva without resolution, but a United Nations envoy said the parties are determined to reach an agreement on a unity government within 3 weeks. As the negotiations broke up, UN Special Envoy Bernardino León said the two groups noted the need for progress. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has taken action in response to sexual abuse allegations against UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. He asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy in the CAR, a longtime Senegalese diplomat and military officer. The Chinese government allowed the value of its currency to drop again Wednesday. The move prompted a second decline in major stock markets around the world. U.S. stocks initially declined Wednesday but recovered most of the losses by the close of trade. Chinese media report a landslide has swept through a housing facility at a mining company in the northwest, leaving about 40 people missing. The Xinhua News Agency says the landslide in Shanxi Province buried 5 dormitories and 3 houses. This is VOA News. Syrian activists say at least 36 people were killed Wednesday by rebel shelling and government airstrikes near Damascus. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif held talks Wednesday in Syria with President Bashar al-Assad. He was expected to discuss Iran's plan to end Syria's civil war. British security officials are considering the plan to hold a major Second World War II anniversary celebration this weekend. The plans are being brought into question by reports that Islamic extremists may be planning to bomb a parade in central London that will be attended by the royal family. A conflict between Pygmy and Luba communities in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo appears to have been sparked by discrimination, according to Human Rights Watch. Nick Long has more.
The United Nations reports hundreds of civilians have been killed in northern territories of the Democratic Republic of Congo's Katanga province since armed groups from the ethnic Batwa, or Pygmy, and Luba communities started launching large-scale attacks on each other's villages 2 years ago. In its report on the conflict released Tuesday, Human Rights Watch calls for DRC authorities with UN support to improve protection, investigate and prosecute those responsible for atrocities, and address the communal tensions and discrimination, which it says appear to have sparked the fighting. Nick Long, Goma.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter announced today he has been diagnosed with cancer. The 90-year-old Mr. Carter issued a brief statement saying that he would be undergoing treatment for the disease, which he said has spread throughout his body. The news that the leaders of Turkey's 2 largest political parties will meet again to discuss forming a government coalition caught many observers by surprise. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Caretaker Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, who heads the AK party, is set to meet again with the CHP party leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu in a bid to form a coalition government after June's inconclusive election. With the parties on opposite sides of the political spectrum, it has been widely predicted the talks would fail. But the deepening conflict with the PKK Kurdish rebel group is fueling both security and economic concerns in Turkey and providing a powerful impetus for the talks to succeed, says Semih Idiz, a political columnist for Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper. Both parties claim consensus has been achieved in many areas, but warn significant differences remain. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A South Korean man set himself on fire outside the Japanese embassy in Seoul during a protest against Japan's World War II-era atrocities. South Korean media say the 80-year-old suffered non-life-threatening burns and was taken away by ambulance after protesters doused the fire. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.